Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Time, where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And I might add, if you've never gone to an NWAC sports basketball game, you got it all over choices, all over Oregon, Washington. I know we got so many great listeners. You are really missing a treat. They play their league games for the most part on Wednesdays and Saturdays, although the NWAC South, because they have nine teams, is going to play on Martin Luther King Day, which that's a big basketball day on the 18th. So I hope you can take in games that day or at any time. I am Greg McCrawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I make a lot of people mad every Sunday because I have the NWAC Digest, and included in that digest is the NWAC Power Rankings, and they have become world famous, and they've also become a hot topic where I take a lot of abuse. But here's a guy that never gives me any abuse, Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Trevor, good evening, and congrats on a great victory last Saturday at Clackamas. Not many people go into Randall Hall and win.
Well, thanks a lot. It was a fun game, a great game. And we were lucky to get hot kind of the second half and squeak one out there. So fun start to the conference play. And, you know, I think that was a pretty good indicator of how the conference is going to go. Just a hard-fought game. Two teams really, really battling. And, you know, I was really proud of our guys stepping up and knocking some shots down in that second half and being able to get that one, so it was nice.
Yeah, your guys in that game, Trevor, kind of met every challenge that was thrown at them, and that had to please you a lot.
Yeah, showed a lot of mental toughness, showed a lot of resilience, you know, those terms, and you know, it was a hard-fought game. We left there bumped and bruised, just a physical game too. And, you know, you're right. We were proud of how our guys were responding and were able to handle everything that Clackamas threw at us. And, you know, such great respect for the program and Cliff and what they do there. And so, you know, it was just a great start for our team.
Trevor, what, in your opinion, besides some of the things we talked about here, what caused you to win that game on Saturday? What were maybe two, three key points that you were really able to look at as you watched a film of that game?
Yeah, you know, we took care of the basketball. We didn't have that many turnovers. So any time on the road, if you got to limit turnovers because, you know, that can, limit your opponent from fast breaking. So I thought we took care of the basketball. That gave us a chance. And then rebounding in the second half, I think Clackamas out-rebounded us the first half, but we were able to out-rebound them in the second half. So those two things are pretty dang big, and they're even bigger when you're on the road.
There's no rest in the South region, as you talked about. You have a game tomorrow night. Of course, to everybody out there listening, I want to mention it again. For the most part, in league play, the NWAC South plays on Wednesday at 5:30, the women, 7:30, the men, and Saturday, 2 and 4, women first, men second. And then they're going to play on Monday, the 18th, Martin Luther King Day, a full slate of games. But you play Umpqua tomorrow night at home, another great test.
Yeah, you know, it, like you said, does no rest, no easy ones. They're coming over here, and you know, we've seen them play a few times. They were in the Dale Bates tournament that we were in there at Lane. So we got a chance to see them there. And they're big. They're good. They got a lot of returners. That's going to be a tough game too. And we're hoping we're going to be ready for it.
What do you have to do? What do you have to improve upon from your game on Saturday to beat Umpqua? As you said, they're a tough team. They were one of really kind of the teams everybody was talking about in the Southern region. But I'm not sure you talk about anybody in the Southern region except on a positive note, because as we've all alluded to, and you have tonight, you better have your helmet on in this region anytime you go out and play.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. They run a lot of pick and roll stuff, a lot of NBA type stuff where pick and rolls and just numerous pick and rolls. So that's the other thing too, is that they're well coached, and we can say that about every team. We're not going to out coach anybody any night. Every team's going to be ready. But I think we got to be our defense has got to step up with just all their pick and rolls. Tough to defend, and so we got to be ready for that. They're a little bit bigger than this also, so we're going to have to do another good job on the boards and rebound. Those are a couple big things again.
Trevor, I really think it, and I've talked about this before with everybody, but bears worth repeating. I really think it's cool that the, for lack of a better word, that the NWAC plays on Wednesday and Saturdays for the most part. It makes a little anticipation of the game. With a travel schedule, it gives you a little bit of rest. It's just a good spacing in there for basketball, in my mind.
Yeah, it really is. You kind of got 2 days to get ready for each opponent, and it gives you a little chance to watch a little film. Everybody's still pretty fresh because we're coming back off of Christmas. But, when you need to take a little break, you can, maybe a day off. But right now it's 2 days to get ready for your next opponent. I think it's just a good amount of time. It's good for our student athletes. Our Wednesday games are, a little bit closer, not that we have any close games, but travel-wise a little bit better. And, I think it's just a good, it is a good schedule, and, thrown in there with the one Monday game this year, that's going to be a good experience too. And it's on Martin Luther King Day where there's no school. So, I think that'll be good, and a couple days to get ready. And, you can't look any further than one game either. So, you just got to worry about the next day and that next opponent, because everyone's going to be tough.
Great job starting us out tonight, Trevor. Congratulations on a good 1-0 start in the NWAC South, but you're only as good as your next performance. Have a great game tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
Sounds great. Appreciate it. Thanks.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hoff, the head men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And now, as soon as I can figure this thing out, there I go. We're going to go to Bruce Chavka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College in beautiful Eugene, Oregon. Bruce, is it true that Oregon talked to you seriously about becoming their new defensive coordinator for football?
Hey, Greg, can you hear me?
I can, finally.
Wow, I missed you, my friend. Greg, the last 2 weeks I've called in, there's been all kinds of technological problems, and I was getting worried that maybe you were ostracizing me from this show. I thought we were buddies. Jeez.
Well, you know, Bruce, here's the thing. I've got to give you a little piece of advice because I'm so much older. You can't be buying phones at Toys R Us.
It was my John Stockton flip phone isn't good enough for this show or what? Come on now. Jeez, this is crazy.
Now,
Oregon did call about the defensive. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Did you get that defensive coordinator position at University of Oregon?
Well, they couldn't afford me, so I turned them down. They couldn't afford me. I'm a high-priced kind of guy,
Yeah, once again, another job floats out the window. You got to get a better agent. That's all there
yeah,
is to
I
it.
Do.
And
I,
speaking
I
of
do
agents, you do get a day off tomorrow, and you played a tough game against Clark on Saturday. Man, all we can do is talk about how great these teams are in the NWAC South region. They're good, and then you're going to play Cliff's team this Saturday. Talk a little bit about the Clark game, in which you didn't
yeah.
come out on the right end.
You know, I two shows ago I had a whole spiel about our southern region, how tough it is. It was after the crossover, you know, I mean, we had, I already forgot what it was, but I think PCC won a crossover. I think Shemekta won a crossover. We played Clark for a championship crossover. It just shows how tough this league is. And I mean, you go down the line in our conference. I mean, Cliff has won numerous NWAC championships. Tony has won one. The coach at Clark has won one. And then Dave at Shemekta has won one or two. And so this is just a heck of a conference. And it's a great conference to be a part of because you don't know exactly, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, Mount Hood went to, I think, to Umpqua and upset them and blah, blah, blah. But to our game at Clark, I got a bunch of excuses for you for our team, but the bottom line is we didn't defend, rebound, and compete for 40 minutes. I mean, we were a little tired after that California trip. We went down there and played three games and played pretty well and then came back and not only had 2 days of practice, but we had to, you know, battle through New Year's Eve, which is, you know, young people, you just don't know what's you know, going on, that kind of thing. You teach and preach them all the right things, but they are young people, and we were all young once. So we battled through that and then went to Clark and got our feelings hurt. They got a good squad, and we were fortunate, I think, probably 2 weeks ago to beat them, like I said, in the crossover championship game. But they wanted blood, and we started flat, didn't shoot the ball well. They shot the lights out. You know, they got that beautiful stage on the one side that I think might have screwed our psyche up, but we powered through, cut it to 6 in the second half, and they got us by 9. But last couple of days we've had Sunday we took off as planned, but then yesterday was we had a little ice storm down here, sort of like all of Oregon did, I guess. You did too. But we had school canceled on us yesterday, so we took yesterday off and then got back at it today and try to set the tone and, you know, got our legs back after 2 days. So looking forward to, you know, having a bye tomorrow and getting three more practices in. And then, you know, like you said, we get to play the Clackamas Cougars and Cliff and Stammy. So we're excited to, you know, be gracious hosts for them down here and see what happens.
Yeah, and everybody knows, Bruce, that when you play Clackamas, traditionally, and it's no different this year, that is going to be a tough game. What are a couple things that you have to get a lot better on than you had at Clark in order to win against Clackamas?
Well, you know, I think it'll be a battle. I think the biggest thing is, and not to make excuses for our team, but we were a little run down, a little tired. I think we've resolved that here with the rest, like I said. They're always a tough team, tough to guard. They got a big monster inside in the Bauman kid, and we'll have to defend that and their guards and handle whatever they throw at us. Those two guys are, you know, Coach Stam and Coach Wagner, two good guys, do a great job. Probably the best-dressed duo in the NWACs, without a doubt.
Oh, I think there's no question about it that they are, you know. But, you know, on the other hand, it's a league that, besides all the great dress coaches, it's Bruce, and you've been around it a long time, as you said, 10.5 years, and you saw your first Civil War game, Oregon State, on Sunday. But it's just flat good basketball in the NWAC, and I'm just killing myself to get people out to attend games. I really am. They just need to get out and watch a game because they're definitely going to go back.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's super competitive. All the teams are well coached. You know, it's a fun environment. And, it's, you know, it's cheap to get in. You don't have to, it's not like having to pay an arm and a leg to get into a game, that kind of thing. So it's a good product, and you got all the coaches that care and work hard at it and teach it up, coach it up, and you got a lot of student athletes that take it pretty serious. I think we're all for sure making this our Notre Dame. You know, we care and we're vested and we're working hard, and, you know, student athletes want to get to the next level and compete and do all those good things. So it is a fantastic product, and the Southern region, you know, anybody that want to sit down and talk and eat some pretzels, I debate them night and day about what region is the best. And, you know, I'm biased, but I got to live through this Southern region year after year. So I think it's definitely a great, great deal.
Bruce, great job. We got through it with no technical difficulties, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
Grateful for that. Thanks for doing what you do. Talk to you next Tuesday. Be good.
You betcha, and Happy New Year to you and all the great people at Lane. Now let's go to Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College. And, Tony, the famous, world-famous Crawford's power rankings, which I do for a lot of leagues, including the NWAC, I only picked 9 teams because I love golf at 9. You're third, and you guys are playing good basketball, and you deserve to be third.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, how can someone find those rankings? Are those online anywhere? Or
They're at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. I had your club in third, and you had a nice opening victory against Lynn Benton in league play.
We did. We played last Saturday, and I knew it'd be tough, man. Lynn Benton is much improved. Just like we expected, they gave us everything we could ask for. The score does by no means talk about the competitiveness of the game, because I think we ended up winning by like 15, but it was a 2-4-point game all the way until the last 3 or 4 minutes. They're doing a good job, and they've got some good players.
No rest, Tony. You've got a very talented Chemeketa team tomorrow night, which should be a great game.
No doubt. When we play Chemeketa, it's always exciting. They like the fast up-tempo style, and we like it too. You know, we feel like we can play that. That's not all we do. I know they typically like to get up and down all game. We like to do it too, but we also like to pound it inside a little bit. So, you know, it'll be a fun game, back and forth action. They typically get a good crowd, and, you know, and then there's the interesting part is they've got two guys that are real close to me on that team. One is a kid, David Medina, who played for us last year, actually won the MVP for our team last year. And his mom was really sick, battling some life-threatening issues, and so he moved back to Salem, and he was granted eligibility, so he's playing for them, and you know he's looking forward to getting back to against his old team. And then their backup point guard is a kid, Darren Kennedy Jr., who played for me at Grant. He's played as a freshman on my varsity team, so I'm excited, man, to go back and play those guys and see what happens.
Yeah, and, you know, it's exciting just that, you know, for a fan like myself, it's exciting because in the NWAC South, Tony, there's headliner, 2 or 3 headliner games every time they match up on Wednesday, Saturday, and then I'm going to be on Monday on Martin Luther King Day this year. But it's just really good basketball. I'm not being nauseating saying that. I'm being factual.
You sure are. That is the truth. And take it from a guy like myself who's just a basketball junkie, you know, who's coached at high school level for 18 years and coached it with some USA, did some USA stuff one summer, and I watch basketball all day. I've got 2 games that I just taped that I'm going to sit down and watch tonight, college games. The NWAC is exciting. I mean, I saw you over at the Clackamas Christmas Tournament, and I got to see Tacoma and Yakima, or Tacoma and Clackamas, I forget who. And, man, what a game. I mean, the guy, the kids play hard. There's a lot of talent. It's well, the teams are well coached. Referees do a good job. So it's definitely a good product. And anybody who's looking to see some games just needs to go pay that little easy $5 fee, and you'll get a great game.
And, Tony, because I've been around Portland all my life, and just because I'm old, not an expert, I'm old, I know a lot of your fan base over there. They're really pumped up about your team this year, and that's kind of good as well because they're excited to come and watch you, you know, when you get your home games, come and watch, and that's great.
Yeah, we got a good fan base at home. Our gym is kind of small and unique, and it gets really loud in there. We really enjoy our home games. And then, like any team, the more you win, the more folks are going to be drawn to come see you play. So, we believe that this is going to be a good season, for a strong season for us, and we expect our home games to be packed. I mean, we played a couple years ago. We played Chemeketa when they had Bryce White. It's probably real close to the best game I've ever coached. I think the score was 106 to 102. Bryce White goes for 44 points. Bryce is now at Portland State. And our guy had Josh Turner gets 29 points in the second half. I mean, and the crowd was just electric. And we end up winning that game. And I'm telling you, there's no funner place to be at in a packed rivalry game in the NWAC.
Tony, I know you love that rebounding game. Are you pleased with it so far on this year's team?
So far, not bad, but we can do better. We can definitely do better. In these good teams, you just can't give them multiple chances to score. And we've done that so far, but we've got to continue to work at it. And it'll be crucial if we can keep Chemeketa off the glass tomorrow night.
Very good. Hey, Tony, great job. Good luck tomorrow night with Chemeketa. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
All right. Take care. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. That's Tony Broadus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College. Now we close out this program each week with Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, his 40th year of coaching basketball, and as I say often, I'm never going to quit saying this, Cliff, I think that's phenomenal, and you're as pumped and excited as you've ever been, and that's a real credit to you.
Well, I'm certainly excited to be playing again tomorrow and trying to wash away the defeat that we suffered Saturday. That was a tough league opener for us, so we're trying to get refocused and get ourselves in better shape. Looking forward to Lynn Benton tomorrow on the road.
Yes, and that's your good friend, Randy, that you're going to coach against. And you guys have been friends a long time. And I always think it's a mixed bag. It's tough to coach against a friend, but it's also fun.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is. Gosh, I don't even know how long I've been coaching against Randy, but it's getting pretty close to, 30 years, I guess. But, there's a lot of good relationships in the league. I think we're all pretty much friends who respect each other and the jobs we do. But you don't want to lose people, friends or enemies. I mean, that doesn't change the competitiveness one bit, I love the guys on this show. They all do a great job. But when I run into them, in the street, I want to say, hey, you guys were pretty good this last year, but not quite good enough. We all have that in us.
Cliff, I was at your game Saturday, and I know that you were chomping at the bit after that game to get on the practice floor, get some things straightened around, what you see as an expert coach in your mind that you got to get better with. How have the practices gone as you head to Lynn Benton tomorrow?
Well, we've been, looking at some things that we didn't do very well, particularly in the second half. We didn't rebound the ball. We didn't defend very well. We got caught flat-footed. We got ourselves in foul trouble. We did everything possible to lose that ball game down the stretch, and we turned it over. And those are things that we continue to emphasize, playing good offensive basketball and playing up-tempo without turning the ball over, playing good defense without fouling. We've been struggling at the free throw line a little bit. We we're focusing on that as well. That's one thing we did a good job of Saturday. We're 22 for 25 from the free throw line. But, you know, you correct these things incrementally. So we've gotten back to work fundamentally, even though we've played a lot over the last few weeks. We haven't had a lot of a real practice time since about December 15th. So we're just trying to get better at that and try to re-energize ourselves, because we felt like it was a really flat performance that we gave on Saturday. Not enough energy, not enough enthusiasm, not enough pep. So we're focused on that for tomorrow.
Cliff, you know, I think our listeners would really enjoy hearing from you, as much success as you've had coaching. When you say a flat performance, and you've got a couple days, actually 3 days to practice after that, what goes into that as far as is it a lot of meetings? Is it a lot of on-court? Is it both? Is it a lot of watching video? How do you handle that when you come off a flat game personally as a great head coach?
Well, you know, you get them on the floor and you break things down again and you try to get them to do things fundamentally perfect, and you try to get them to do things just a little bit quicker and a little more on balance and under control. And you try to limit it. You don't want to beat people up. And, you know, that's part of our issues. I think we had three real tough up-tempo ball games, you know, the 28th, 29th, and 30th, and it was a really quick turnaround. I mean, we didn't take a day off. We practiced on the 31st. We practiced on the 1st, and then we played Trevor and his guys on the 2nd. So felt like, you know, we didn't have enough pop to respond to that. So you just got to regroup, get back in the saddle, move on. You can't do anything about that one. Play the next one.
And, Cliff, of course, the next one after Wednesday, and you play them one at a time, but you're going to be going to Lane two in a row on the road. Those are going to be tough tests. And so it's, once again, we're going to talk about this all year long. We'll talk about it years down the road. No gimmies in the NWAC South.
No, there really isn't. And, you know, we have to get through this week, a really tough week, two tough ball games on the road at Lynn Benton and at Lane. And, you know, the schedule's not doing us any big favors right now, but it is what it is. It is a season. You have to deal with it as they come up. You don't get to choose the order of league games. So we'll do the best we can. But before we think about Saturday, we've got a big one to focus on tomorrow night, and that's a must ball game for us after what happened Saturday.
Absolutely. And Cliff, take us out. We have a completely different audience than we have on the Sunday night show, and I want to congratulate you once again on a successful Christmas Invitational Tournament. That's become a focal point for people to gather, have fun, and great basketball, and you know, it doesn't seem possible that the championship game is a week ago tomorrow, but it's just a great job by Clackamas Community College, which several, all the way from ticket takers to cleaning the basketballs to everything, and just a fun event.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And, you know, again, that credit goes to Jim Martineau and Kayla Steen, who ran the tournament, organized the workers, organized the hospitality room, organized the teams, organized the officials, and made sure everything ran smoothly and on time, made sure all the games were webcast, made sure all the games were downloaded to the correct sites and all the scores reported on time and all that kind of stuff. So hats off to them. We were able to play three really good ball games. We had eight very good teams over the 3 days, and a lot of fans just raving about NWAC basketball. We played a ball game with Tacoma that people were talking about the entire tournament. So that was really exciting basketball, and our team went to a really good level those three games. So that's what we have to get back to. If we get back to playing as hard and as focused and as energetic as we did in our tournament, we're going to be just fine in league. So that's the goal for tomorrow night.
Very good. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday night, Cliff, and have two great games this week.
Thanks so much, Greg, and thanks for doing the show and all the coaches on it.
You betcha. That's Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Don't forget, we do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific time. can't listen live, you can always listen to the pod. Good night, everyone. And don't forget to make all your free throws.